السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما أجمعين. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. So we start with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So today I choose the topic of importance of dua and few supplications which we hear, and we also make those supplications. So we will cover those supplications with some sort of understanding. So when we make those supplications, inshallah, we will understand what we are asking. And dua, so I will start, inshallah. So the Quran, so we will see the importance of dua in the light of Quran and the Sunnah, and then we will go through those dua. So this is a very small topic. I will take only 15 minutes, inshallah. So Quran Majid, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. So this is the first part. We hear this verse in khutbah as well, every Friday. So that's amazing. We hear that, but we need to understand and we need to realize what we are saying and what we are listening. So وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will answer you. So look, very simple. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. So this is an order. So Allah actually loves when His slaves and servants ask Him and call upon Him for anything which we have in our life, which we want in our life. So we ask Allah, and Allah actually ordering us in Quran. So that's the importance of dua. رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says. So we need to call upon Allah. And look at this. This is the second part. Inna allazina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhirin. So this is the second part. And surely those who are too proud for my service shall soon enter hell abased or forever. So this is the second part. So when somebody is arrogant and he feels proud and he don't ask Allah for any reason, so that's actually the second part for those. So this is some sort of very severe part of this. Like, we need to call upon Allah. That's it. So we have no other gods. We have no other body or deity to ask. So we need to call upon Allah. And that's actually the order of Quran. So that second verse, the first verse was Surah Ghafir. And this one is Surah Baqarah. Very beautiful verse which we hear in so many bayans or whenever people talk about dua or call upon Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So what Allah says, and when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. So this is amazing. This requires a lot of time to understand this one part. But the second part is أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me. Same verse, same idea. So Allah says, Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. So whenever someone calls upon me and asks me for help, I answer. So we need to have this strong belief as well. Whenever we call Allah for help, Allah listens and Allah responds and Allah helps. So that's actually the part. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّكُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So they should answer my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. So the second part says, because I am their Lord, I am your Lord, so they should believe in me and then call upon me so that they become guided. So this is, and then Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in hadith, Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. So what is this? Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. So dua is actually worship. So look at, we have different types of worship. You know, salah, roza, zakat, hajj. So these are all worships which are part of our deen, our Islam. So dua itself worship. So when we are engaging in making dua, we are actually worshipping Allah. Because Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Abu Dawood, this is the hadith from Abu Dawood. So ad-du'a'u huwa li'ibadah. So we need very simple, ad-du'a'u huwa li'ibadah. So dua is actually ibadah, a worship. So that's amazing. And look at this, what we say in Surah Fatiha every day, many times in a day, so many times we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So look at this, worship and asking, nasta'in, calling Allah for help, seeking Allah for help. So what we say, Iyyaka na'budu, we worship you and we ask you for the help. We seek your help. So that's actually the verse, Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. And this part which we say every day in our salah, Wa iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This is actually same verse and this hadith are so equal. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So we need to understand, we worship you and we seek your help. We ask you for help. So now some Quranic verses and some masnoon dua I will cover in next few minutes, inshallah. So dua can be in any language. Everybody understand. We can ask Allah whenever we want, wherever we are. Like we are driving and we think about something and we ask Allah. We are sleeping, we just wake up and we can ask Allah for anything, anytime, in any state. We can ask Allah. We don't have to have wudu if we want to make dua. We can ask Allah. And you know, our life actually surrounding about around dua. We have dua for each and every moment. You know, when we wake up, we have dua. When we go to bed, we have dua. When we eat, we have dua. When we finish, we have dua. So when we enter into masjid, we have dua. So dua is actually very important part of our life. We don't even understand, like we don't even realize. Dua is everywhere. We start a car, subhanallah, sakhara lana. See, so many duas. So it's a whole lecture, a whole course actually about, we can present a whole course about duas. So what we will do, we will cover a few duas from Quran and from Sunnah, like Hadith, in that next few minutes. So why look at this, the making duas in the language of Quran is more superlative. You know, we can ask dua in any language, in any way, because Allah listens and responds in any type of dua. But what is the topic today? Okay, let's see a few duas from Quran and Sunnah. So the first dua, we always say, Rabbi zidni ilma. So the supplication to increase in knowledge, Rabbi zidni ilma. So knowledge is very important as well. When we have knowledge of anything, then definitely we will practice upon it. So the dua which we make all the time, you hear, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. So I will take 1 minute to explain this. Rabbi zidni ilma usually translated as, O Allah, increase my knowledge. O Allah, increase my knowledge. The translation which works with the real Arabic is, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. So there is a big difference in this. Like we say, O Allah, increase my knowledge. So let's say I have knowledge of something, limited knowledge, increase that knowledge. If I'm an accountant, I have accounting knowledge, increase that. If I have any other like physics, so increase that. When we say increase me in knowledge, that's totally different. So what we are asking, increase my capabilities, increase my ability to understand everything, all knowledge, all type of knowledge. So very important and translation difference. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. According to Arabic grammar of this verse, Rabbi zidni, increase me ilma in knowledge. So that's very important part. So this is a very important dua. And another, the beneficial knowledge. We ask for knowledge, but what is the dua for beneficial knowledge? Look at this. Allahumma انفعني بما علمتني وعلمني بما ينفعني وارزقني علما ينفعني. Oh Allah, grant me benefit in what you have taught me. We ask for knowledge, Allah taught us. So what we are asking now, grant me benefit from it. Make me practice upon that knowledge. So the thing which we are lacking, we have lots of knowledge. Now the source of knowledge is everywhere. WhatsApp, Facebook, everywhere we get knowledge. So many things you get every day where you can learn from it. Some useful and some, you know, useless. So, but useful things you can learn. But look at it, we learn, but we need to practice upon it. So that's actually the dua. So what is this dua? Oh Allah, grant me benefit in what you taught me and teach me useful knowledge and provide me with the knowledge that will benefit me. So this is amazing dua from Hadith, this dua. We always recite in our Friday when we start. So now the third one. So look at it. We cover two duas. That's the third one. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa halul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amazing dua. And everybody know whose dua is, you know, this dua belongs to Musa alayhi salam when he was about to go to, give dawah to Fir'aun. So what he asked? Rabbi shrahli sadri. Oh Allah, expand my chest. Whatever we have, look at it. In our chest we have heart. Expand my chest. Give me courage to talk to Fir'aun. So that's actually the first part. Rabbi shrahli sadri. For me. Oh Allah, expand my chest for me. Wayasirli amri. Beautiful part. Wayasirli amri. And make easy my matters. Wayasirli amri. Make easy my matters. And the third one, وَحْلُ الْأُغْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي. And resolve and untie the knot from my tongue. So that يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So that they understand what I am talking about. My talk. So this dua is definitely people ask whenever they stand up to talk about, you know, audience. So why they ask? Because this is amazing dua too. So that you convey whatever I am saying. First I need to understand myself. This is the reminder for myself first. And then all of who are listening, they understand what I am talking about. So this is amazing. You know, sometimes we talk and people don't understand what we are talking about. So we need to start with this dua whenever we have to talk to the audience. The fourth one. Three important things. I personally like this dua, and whenever I get a chance to make dua, I always say that. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa rizqan halalan tayyiba. It has fourth part as well, wa shifa min kulli da. So the dua is Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, we ask, or I ask, ilman nafi'a, again the beneficial knowledge, not knowledge, beneficial knowledge. And then the second, ilman nafi'a wa rizq wa amalan mutaqabbala. What is this? Those actions, those deeds which you accept. You know, sometimes we have different intentions. So we perform good deeds, but intentions are different. So those are not accepted. So what we are saying, oh Allah, amalam mutaqabbala. Those actions which you accept. So our intention, make our intention perfect, clean, clear. So that's actually sincere intentions. And then, rizqan halalan tayyiba. And the provision which is halal. So this is amazing dua. The topic I choose this because we sometimes ignore that part of making dua. Dua is part of our worship. So we need to spend some time in dua as well. Or whenever we are driving, we can make dua. This is the reminder for myself as well first. So the fifth. So understanding in the deen. Look at this. You know, Allahumma faqqihni fid deen. Oh Allah, give me understanding of deen. So this is actually, this dua come from the hadith where Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if Allah wants to do good to somebody, he makes him comprehend of the religion. So based on this hadith, there is a dua, Allahumma faqqihni fid deen. Oh Allah, give me understanding of deen. So this is very important to understand our deen so that we can practice upon it. So that's actually the fifth one. The sixth one is to make easy all my matters. So this is beautiful dua. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla wa anta taj'alul hazana idha shi'ta sahla. So This is a Arabic word you can find anywhere. You can, you know, these duas are written everywhere. So if you Google, you will find definitely. So the translation is, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. So what is this? Oh Allah, there is no easy thing unless you made it easy. Whatever you make it easy, is that is easy. And you have actually power to make difficult things easy. So this is the easy translation of this verse. So what we are asking, oh Allah, make whatever difficult things are, make easy for me, my matters. So this is amazing dua. So the last one is the supplication for practice upon things. So look at this. We ask for knowledge, we ask for deeds, everything. So now this is the dua. We ask protection of Allah for in this way. Look at this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u. The knowledge which you give, but there is no benefit about from that knowledge. So you can see the central idea of today's talk is beneficial knowledge, which we are asking in supplication and asking Allah to give us beneficial knowledge. So we ask protection from the knowledge which is not beneficial. So what is this dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa wa min qalbin la yakhsha. What is this? Wa min qalbin la yakhsha. The heart which has no fear of Allah. So look at this. That heart which has no fear of Allah, we ask protection from Allah about that, from that heart. So we need to have fear of Allah in ourselves. So wa min nafsin la tashba, from the soul that does not feel content. Look at this. We want more in everywhere. We want more. You know, more house, more wealth, everything. So we need soul that is content. Like that is actually qanaat. We need qanaat pasandi. We need qanaat in our matters. So may Allah give us qanaat. And wa min da'watin la yastajabu laha, and the supplication that is not responded. So we ask protection from that, because there are some deeds. If we do that, our supplications are not responded. Like a haram food, if we consume haram food, duas are not accepted. So that's why. So we ask Allah to protect us from these things which we ask. And at the end, this is actually the end of our talk today. So what we talk about, the importance of duas and few duas which we listen and we make those supplication every day in our life. So we ask Allah, oh Allah, accept all the duas from us. Those duas which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked. So accept those duas. We are making all those duas which Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked. So accept all those duas from us. And oh Allah, protect us from all those things from which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam seek protection. So may Allah protect us from all those things. So this is the end. May Allah accept our whatever we said here. So whatever good I said is from Allah. Whatever bad or incorrect is from me and Shaitan. So may Allah forgive all of us. So wa akhiru wa da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.